which was the nights before Christmas. Despite last-minute stress, few were delivering except Walmart Express.
Stockings were hung by the fire with some care, knowing in about an hour, stuffers would soon be there.
On to the road, Walmart Express delivery went, chock full of wondrous things in the St. Nick of time sent. Let's go!
Get express delivery in as fast as an hour, even on Christmas Eve. Orders must be placed by 4 p.m. local time on 12/24. Subject to availability. Fees and restrictions apply.
Express delivery to y'all and to all a good night. Welcome to your Walmart.
Is it time to reimagine your future? The right business skills may make a difference in your career. At Capella University, we offer a relevant education that's designed to focus on what you need to know in the business world. We'll teach professional skills to help you pursue your goals, like business management, strategic planning, and effective communication. And you can apply these skills right away. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
Now we'll start with the Irish Examiner, and it's more on the violence in the Middle East, and it braces itself as Israeli soldiers are killed in Lebanon, and Israel's ground incursion into Lebanon to battle Hezbollah left a number of their soldiers dead, up to eight of them, and this is as its escalation in violence, partly in retaliation to Iran's ballistic attack, which has been condemned by the UN. Now, US President Joe Biden has said that he would not support an Israel attack on sites related to Iran's nuclear program. And so after coming out saying that they will back Israel, the US now saying, steady on a little bit, lads. But look, we'll see what comes along the way with that one. But certainly the tensions in the Middle East don't look like they're abating anytime soon. And just continued coverage of post-budget and what's coming down the line. In other words, when a general election is going to be. So this report by Paul Hosford and Elaine Loughlin. Ministers say clearing of the decks implies early election. And cabinet ministers on red alert for a post-budget election after a number of departments are asked to submit supplementary estimates for the year. Now, this is something that's really, really interesting. This is something that doesn't usually be requested until around November time. So the fact that they're being asked to do this now, at least some departments, would indicate that the civil servants at least are gearing themselves up for a potential November general election. And the Department of Public Expenditure issued the request, and cabinet ministers are saying, as I just pointed out, that this is unusual. And a cabinet source telling Paul and Elaine that the supplementary estimates are important because they fund a range of government departments and agencies above what they had been budgeted. So that's the front page of the Irish Examiner. Continuing on to the Irish Times, and they're continuing the pre-snap election, possibly snap election, maybe not. It could be February, who knows? But they're continuing the speculation by saying that preparations are underway to facilitate that early election should the coalition leaders decide to go in November. And the finance bill, this is a key piece of legislation which will enact everything on in the budget. And so this is now being fast tracked, which to give effect to those budget measures, and it's going to be for cabinet approval next week, and it's planned to be in the Dáil for the following week. So here's how the timeline looks from my point of view. So next week you'll have the finance bill going to cabinet, and then Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, will be at cabinet. That'll be approved by cabinet to go before the Dáil. Simon Harris will then fly from cabinet to the US, where he will meet Joe Biden and other dignitaries. That'll be a whistle-stop tour. He'll be back in Ireland by Thursday, possibly Thursday evening. And then the following, and while all this is happening, the finance bill is being brought through the Dáil, and it clears the way to for the Taoiseach to potentially, depending on how fast they can get the finance bill through, to call for a general election next on Tuesday week. So that's where we potentially are. Look, who knows how long it'll take for these things to pass through the Dáil at this stage. But, you know, there is a pathway open to to a general election being called, or the Dáil being dissolved on Tuesday, the 15th of October. But look, there's not going to be a running commentary on this, according to the Taoiseach. So everything that we're saying is speculation. But look, it's exciting nonetheless. Looking at the Irish Independent, so they're focusing on the Middle East again, but from an Irish troops point of view. And this is, and the headline is, in danger zone. So Irish troops are bunkering down amid Lebanon fighting. And they're in a dangerous environment as they bunker down in shelters that continuing conflict in the Middle East. The Defence Forces insist that the troops' presence there was essential, as a source said that soldiers at Camp Shamrock in South Lebanon were in a difficult situation with reduced access to food and water. Meanwhile, 8 Israeli soldiers have died in clashes with Hezbollah. That's on the front of the Irish Independent. Also, on looking at the Daily Mail, it's either the Middle East or what a potential election could be. So they're going with the election. So TDs warned of election backlash on VAT for pubs and cafes. Now, this is also kind of some post-budget commentary as well, whereby there was no VAT rate drop for the hospitality industry, for the likes of cafes, pubs, restaurants. And they're paying 13.5%, and they had been calling for it to be brought back down to 9%. A lot of cafe owners and a lot of kind of hospitality owners have been getting in touch with me saying they could be out of business by Christmas because of this. And I find it unusual that the government could find a lot of money for other matters, which have to be addressed. Let's call a spade here. But they couldn't find anything to help these small businesses. You know, a lot of these businesses would be the owner and then a couple of members of staff, and they're still struggling. And they'd be very busy outlets as well. You know, they'd be out the door with customers, but yet they can't make ends meet. And so the Daily Mail kind of touching on this now as well. So the giveaway budget included a range of tax cuts, social welfare payments and energy credits, and what seemed to be an attempt to, buy voters ahead of an imminent election. But the TDs have been shocked by the strength of the backlash from the hospitality sector. And this is a story that's going to run and run, I think. Just looking at the tabloids now, and husband died after a 9-hour A&E delay. So this is from an inquest in Cork, where Cork University Hospital apologised for the failings in care during the 34-year-old Pat Murphy, his admission to the hospital in September 2021. And a diagnosis was delayed due to a broken CT scanner, and his inquest was held yesterday. Anne Mooney writing on the front of the Irish Sun on that story, looking at the Irish Daily Star, and they go with the inquest into the death of Jason Hennessy. So this was the man who was killed in Blanchardstown on Christmas Eve last year. And it says that the widow of the slain criminal, Jay Hennessy, told Gardaí at his inquest, "You're the reason my husband is in the ground." And the inquest had heard how he was killed by gunshot wounds as he dined with his family in that steakhouse in Blanchardstown last Christmas. And the Irish Daily Mirror, Louise Byrne writing on the front page about the phone pouches. And this is another thing where that seems to really be grinding the gears of people, that it's costing 9 million euro to pay for phone pouches that nobody seemed to ask for. So it goes back to this question of state spending, and is there enough thought put into state spending? You know, there's 9 million euro going into this, and people have been saying that families with children have been the winners of this budget. And then I look at 9 million euro going to this, 10 million euro going in the Department of Children for disabilities, and also, and that's to pay for the expansion of private practices conducting assessment of need on the 11,000 children that are overdue an assessment of need. 10 million euro going into that, 9 million euro for this. Those children weren't helped by the budget. There's over 4,000 children in homelessness. Those children weren't helped by the budget. And yet there's 9 million euro going to pay for pouches that nobody even wanted. Sleeping bags, I heard them referred to on the Hard Shoulder yesterday with Kieran Cuddihy. But look, That's we are where we are. And just a couple of other things, just one or two other things in the papers before we wrap up. So poorer children are less averse to poetry than affluent pupils. This is in the Times of London, and it's a British survey which found that half of children are turned off by poetry, but pupils from poorer homes enjoy it more than their affluent classmates. And it found 49% engage with poetry by either reading, writing, listening or performing it. And apparently, according to the Irish Daily Star, Harry Redknapp wants to fight Roy Keane. Make of that what you will.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
What is this place?
Welcome to Cloud 9.
How exactly did I get here?
You're a Toyota Crown Driver, and only Crown Drivers ever reach this level of pure bliss.
The captivating Toyota Crown family. Toyota, let's go places.